start the second quarter, first and 10 from their own 39-yard line. Lucas, five receiver set. Dropping straight back, looking deep down the middle,
right
looking for Hawkins, overthrew him down at the 25-yard line.
Well, thank good, though. John mentioned, or somebody mentioned Hawk had a little bit of an ankle. He was running well there, so.
That's one right there. I'd like to see him maybe throw it up in the air a little bit.
Yeah.
Let Hawk run underneath it.
Exactly. Need a little bit more loft on it.
Well, so far tonight, Collins yet to complete a pass, and most of the running game done all the damage to us so far. Four receiver set, Evans in the backfield with Lucas. Turns. He'll fake it, read option. JR slung down in the backfield, lost back close to the 35-yard line. I'm not sure if that was a read option or if that was just designed and he was going to run it.
It was a design, and one of the linemen just missed their block. It was open because everybody was running the straight fly patterns, and it was open. Just missed a block.
So loss of three back to the 36-yard line, third and 13. Collins will go to their five-receiver set. Maggard and Hawk both on the outside. Lucas takes the snap, dropping straight back. Plenty of time to throw it.
Got Maggard.
Now he's going to break containment, try to run it, and makes one man miss, but then goes down at the 40-yard line, well short of the first down, and Collins will be forced to punt it away.
Yeah, went down like deer hunting.
Going back deep here for Western. The 13th, Zaquan Black, as well as number two, Cornell Love. Webb Bates on here to punt it away. 7-0, Collins leads it here. 10:30 to go in the second quarter. Snap back to Bates. He'll get it away. Pop this one kind of straight up in the air. Going to hit it to 40, bounce straight up, and be down at the 39-yard line by Fitzgerald. So a short punt, maybe 21 yards or so, 20 yards on the punt. Western will start their possession, first and 10. From their own 39-yard line. I feel like in this, Scott, that Collins had a couple chances maybe to create some separation.
Yeah, so you feel like they're dominating the game, but it's only 7-0. You know, and Western's already been down inside about the 21 times. So.
Pearson will lead the offense back to the field. Shotgun formation, one back in the backfield with Pearson. Drops straight back looking to throw.
The hold.
Got a hold on the play. Go throw it to the outside. Nearly intercepted by Stucker.
That's a good defense. That's a good defensive play by the offensive guy, Steve Stucker, from intercepting that ball.
Officials talking to the Collins sideline, holding on Western. That's a spot foul, and that hold took place. Looks like they've got the hold marked at the 34-yard line, so going to be quite a penalty. It's going to be a 15 yards in loss of yardage. It's going to bring up first and 25.
You know, one thing about that right there, I think Stucker made a great play, but I was just talking to the AD, Pal Miller, about it. If he would have attacked the football and came and got it, he had a pick six.
Yeah.
He waited for the ball, and that gave the offensive player time to knock the ball away from him.
First and 25 for the Warriors. Stucker coming on a blitz, got a free run, and Pearson can't get him to the ground. Escapes containment again, and finally Zach Smith will wrestle him out of bounds at the 30-yard line. But Zach Stucker had a free run. I'm not sure he got a hand on him. Did he, John?
No, he didn't touch him. Guy just stepped up into the pocket, and then 73 Collins had a hand on him. But one thing I like about it, he's putting the pressure on him, so he's making him make decisions real quick. So he's not giving him time to sit back there and find his receivers.
So gain of six on that last play. Maybe seven. Gain of seven up to the 31-yard line. Second and 18. Same formation, four receiver set for Pearson. Takes a snap, dropping straight back. Looking to throw on the right side and nearly picked off by Nick E. A lot better job getting a little more depth on his coverage that time, John.
He did. They set back 8 to 10 yards in that zone right there, him and the number nine for Collins, the middle linebacker. And they read it perfectly, read the eyes, moved on the ball, attacked the ball, just dropped it. It was a great play.
So another big third down play here for the Collins defense, third and 18. Pearson in the shotgun. Same formation. Two receivers split each side of the field. One back in the backfield. Pearson takes the snap. Being pressured on the play in the middle of the field. And intercepted by Cam Harris. His second one of the night. Trying to get back to the middle of the field. Now trying to get to the outside. It will be tackled.
Hold the ball.
At the 35-yard line. Oh. And also a flag on the play.
Somebody just
on the return.
Somebody just cleaned.
Dang
right. They sure did.
I thought as well.
That's what happens when you don't have your head on a swivel.
Yeah.
So the second interception of the night for Cam Harris, that's
they're gonna be a blocking
fifth
on the return, John.
No, they're gonna wave the flag off. All right, so they'll mark Cam down. It looks like at the 32-yard line. And Collins will start their possession on the western end of things here. First and 10 on the western 32.
Gonna do a little quick strike right here and try to score off that big turnover.
Just score.
Just wonder if they get back to the running game. Really, that's running game is what they've been so effective with early on.
Give Zach Tucker a little bit of a break here.
Still haven't completed a pass.
I still haven't seen Jacoby Evans run the ball.
Pistol formation. This time, Jacoby Evans on the back of that pistol. Receivers each side. He'll turn. Going to hand it to Jacoby this time. And it's
still not officially seen Jacoby Evans run the
ball. Going to be a penalty on
Collins.
That's
the thing.
Ball start on Collins. Will back him up 5 yards.
But you don't want to see after the turnover, come out and shoot yourself in the foot. Now you're first and 15.
Oh, I've never understood why a wide receiver would get a false start penalty. I mean, you're looking at the football. It's like a nose guard. I mean, you're looking at the football. No sense in it.
Really, especially on an inside run play.
Yeah.
All right, JR looks to the sideline. Nick Eats checks in on the offensive side of things here. The Spanish shotgun, Evans to the left of Lucas in the shotgun. He's going to pitch it forward to Nick Eads. Nick trying to get to the outside. Not much there. Makes one man miss. Cuts it back inside. And we'll get it down close to the 30-yard line.
Great individual effort right there. Great individual effort.
Gain of 6 there on first down. We'll bring up 2nd and 9. The ball to the 31-yard line. 8:30 to go here. In the second quarter of play, Collins leads it here 7-0. Collins will go 5 receiver sets. They are all on the shotgun. 3 receivers split to the right, which is the wide side of the field, 2 to the left. Just takes a snap, plenty of time, dropping straight back in the pocket, looking deep down the left side, throwing it up for
Peyton
Hoff.
Got him.
Touchdown, Titans. What a grab by Peyton Hoff on the outside.
That's right. Peyton just went up. Out jumped the defensive guy. Good position. Nice throw by JR, and Peyton just went up and made a play.
That was a great throw. Great throw. Threw it to the outside shoulder where only Hawk could go get it.
Peyton Hawk picks up right where he left off from a week ago. That's the first completion of the night for the Collins offense. Webb Bates on for the extra point attempt, trying to extend this to a 14-0 lead. Snap back. Kick is up. Kick is good. 8:06 to go here in the second quarter. Collins now up 14-0. It's the Titan football here on the Power 93.3, WXLN, WXLNradio.com.
Welcome to the unmatched strength of the residential and commercial zero-turn riders from Cub Cadet. Welcome to powerful choices like premium Kohler or Kawasaki engines, fabricated or stamped cutting decks, lap bar, or advanced steering wheel control. Welcome to a new muscular cutting system, the Cub Cadet Signature Cut. Cub Cadet, welcome to Strongsville. Test drive a Cub Cadet zero-turn rider today at your locally owned Cub Cadet dealer, Jacoby Sales, located in Shelbyville, where you'll find expert advice, superior service, and exceptional offers. Jacoby Sales underwrites WXLN programming.
Shannon Funeral Service proudly underwrites Shelbyville's hometown Christian radio station, 93.3 WXLN. My name is John Shannon, and our firm is partnered with WXLN because as a locally owned funeral home, with most of our staff having grown up in Shelby County, we know the importance of being connected to your community. Our dedicated hometown staff is available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, for any of your funeral or cremation needs. You may visit our website at www.shannonfuneralhome.com. Call 633-1266.
Set to kick this one away, Jalen Shannon and Trayshawn Davis back deep for the Warriors. They're standing at their own 15-yard line. Bates has popped them up the first two times. He'll kick this one deep. Going to the left side.
Stay inbound.
And going to be down, I think, at the one, let's see.
What the guy there? He got in one.
Caught it down to the 1 yard line, it looks like.
He almost didn't jump off.
Well, he didn't. He didn't. The 13 guy came from all the way from the middle of the field and rolled on it and went into the end zone with it. So it goes from wherever he touched it backwards, so they get it at the one. Just a mental mistake right there by Western.
Nearly a huge play for the Collins kickoff team, nearly recovering that one at the one. So Western will start their possession deep in Collins territory, deep in their own territory. At the 1 yard line, first and 10. Both teams heading to the sideline. We're not sure. I'm not sure if there's a timeout. The officials now are on their own time as they get together. I'm not sure if they're discussing the play. John, is that what they're doing?
No, one of the officials went down. He was grabbing his knee.
So Collins has scored here tonight on two big plays, one on the ground, J.R. Lucas around right end for a touchdown run, and then just a minute ago hit Peyton Hawk down the left sideline. Nice catch by Peyton Hawk to go up and get it over a defender. Collins leads 14-0, 8:02 to go here in the second quarter of play. Not sure if he's trying to stretch it out over there.
It's a knee.
So what about, we got this break, what about the rushing attack of the Cats? That's what I want to know.
Hey, just power football. We're turning into Wisconsin.
Wow.
What? That's true.
We bring the wide tackle six back. We will. We'll
Jordan Jones is like J.J. Watt.
That's
a little bit of a stretch.
Both teams back out. First and 10 from the one. He'll turn, hand in the backfield, and he'll get a surge up to the 5, maybe 6 yard line on first down. Western quickly back to the line of scrimmage. Going quick again. Turn.
No, he's getting room.
Gets it to the outside, forces him back in. Darius Williams there on the tackle, but he'll have the first down up at the 12-yard line.
Harris forced him back in to Darius Williams, as you mentioned, but enough for a first down. Looked like he had a lot of room when that play first started.
So Western pushing tempo here. They quickly back to the line of scrimmage. Tight formation, playing power football.
They're an offset eye.
Harrison. Looks like he's rolled.
Offset. Ball's out.
Throws it back. Ball on the ground, and will go out of bounds. Back inside the 15, looks like maybe to the 13-yard line.
That sucker's taking himself out.
That's Kai Rankin, number 10, a freshman. I think he's a freshman. He might be a sophomore. So he's a freshman. He checked in with him, and that needs to stay in. He's right back out. Zane Razor will come back in. Erico Lopez playing defensive end.
Better find another outside linebacker.
Second and 12. Earns gives in the backfield, pressured on the play by Kidwell. King spins away from him, but not much yardage there.
Can't tell if there's a. I don't see a flag.
Tucker Eye. Yeah, there's one over
there. There's a flag. Okay.
Looked like it was false start, legal shift on Western.
Well, 5-yard penalty on the Warriors.
Yeah, I think Stucker's case. He's just shaking his head a little bit. He hit the quarterback, hit him in the hip, forced him to pitch the ball.
14-0, Collins leads it here. 7 minutes to go in the second quarter. Western has it. Second and 17. Looks like from their own, 6-yard line, I think. They'll stay in the same tight formation. Only one receiver split out to the right side. Yeah. High formation behind.
Offset eye right here.
Turns. Going to run to the right side. Another flag on the play. Looking to throw it down the sideline. Incomplete.
They're not set. Yeah, they're just not set. They've only got six people on the line of scrimmage. I think I declined this.
You got to decline that.
I think he declined this.
Legal procedure on Western. Waiting for the officials call legal formation. And Collins has declined it. They'll bring up 3rd and 17. Ball at the 6-yard line. 6:34 to go in the second quarter here.
Timeout, Collins.
Collins will take a break. We'll take a quick break as well. 14-0. Collins leads at 6:34 to go in the second. Listen to Titan Football here on Power 93.3, WXLN and WXLNradio.com.
It's hot in here.
It's your kickin' chicken sandwich meal. It really brings the heat. Is it hot enough?
Smoldering. I'm April.
I'm July.
Set your world on fire? Maybe. Indescribably good? Definitely. The Kickin' Chicken Sandwich Meal. Chicken fingers on Texas toast drizzled with tongue torch sauce and ranch. Served with crinkle fries and a small beverage. Only at Zaxby's.
Zaxby's of Shelbyville underwrites WXLN programming. Power 93.3, WXLN and WXLNradio.com thanks Perry's Auto Sales for their support. Perry's Auto Sales in Shelbyville has been in business over 20 years and is a quality used car lot specializing in used vehicles with on-the-lot financing available. Perry's Auto Sales is located located at 219 Main Street in Shelbyville. Their phone number is 633-0028. Harry's Auto Sales in Shelbyville supports Rockets and Titan Sports. Need a quality used car at a price you can afford? Then stop in at Perry's Auto Sales and have a look around.
The field is Zaquan Black. He'll be well short of the first down, and Western will be forced to punt this one away. Ball marks, looks like at the 12-yard line, or good. I'm sorry, 17-yard line.
Good news on that play. That tackle was by Zach Stucker, who's back out there. I'm telling you right now, if they kick his ball to Maggard, he's taking it to the house.
Maggard standing back right at midfield. And it looks like,
I don't know what they're doing.
They don't have a punter on.
Oh,
field.
Here he comes.
But Tyrell Smith.
You want to go over, under 20 yards?
Going to change and have a delay of game here, I think. And it will be delay of game on Western. We've seen Trayshawn Davis punt earlier in the game. But number 52, Tyrell Smith, I want to punt this one away. Penalty will back the Warriors up to the 12-yard line. Maggard standing now inside his own 40, or inside the Western 45-yard line.
I think he's too deep.
He's too long snap and gets it away right at Cam Harris. And I don't see I didn't hit him. Now it's rolling back Collins' way. It will go out of bounds right in front of us at about the 37-yard line. Well, Collins, good field position here, trying to add on to their lead. They lead 14-0. They'll have it first and 10 from the Western 37-yard line. Lucas leads the offense out, and he looks to the sideline. Got Jacoby Evans in the backfield with him, with Lucas. They are. Looks over the defense, now takes the snap, rolls to his left, looking to throw. Now stepping up in the pocket, trying to run out of this one, and will be tackled inside the 30 down to the 29-yard line.
Good job by J.R. right there to... didn't have anything, so just tuck it and run.
About a yard short or so of the first down, I do believe. They'll mark you down at the 29. I want to go empty backfield here. Shotgun, five receiver set. Lucas looks over the formation, takes a snap, quick throw, screen pass out to Maggard. Dalton trying to get in the middle of the field. Runs up the back of his own defender, but a good gain down inside the 15 to maybe the 12-yard line. So Dalton Maggard's first catch of the night on a screenplay. Mentioned what a great year Dalton's had on the season. 58 catches for 1,153 yards. Also 16 touchdown grabs for Dalton.
You might see the old pylon play right here.
First and 10 from the 13-yard line. 4.5 to go in the second quarter. Collins leads 14-0. Lucas takes a snap, rolls to his left. Looking to throw. Still looking. On the outside looking for Eve. Touchdown, Titans, but a flag on the play right at the feet of Cameron Hoban. It's going to be a legal man downfield. So the penalty will negate the touchdown throw.
Looks like he's standing right at the...
I was 79 white.
I was saying, because he's standing right at the line of scrimmage.
No, he was 79.
Oh, okay.
He was down here on the three.
Was he really?
Yeah. I don't know if he heard something fire or something that he thought JR was taking off running. He just... he was down here waiting for the play to hit the end zone.
So it'll be 5-yard penalty. We'll back things up. First and 15 from the 18-yard line.
Oh,
and going to be an offsides penalty on Western as they got into the neutral zone, which is an automatic flag in high school football. And Western will give the 5 yards right back to Collins here. Matter of fact, Nathan Jacobs, who was guilty of that penalty, will check out. Dane Kidwell will check in.
Scott, I think you talked about earlier before the game started about just Western not being very disciplined.
No.
And they've had, I mean, I don't think we've had but one flag. Western's had probably 7, 8.
A lot of them are the old, you know, lining up all sides,
yeah,
the legal procedure.
And not to mention the two timeouts they've had to take just not having enough
time to field.
Five receiver set, Lucas all alone in the backfield by himself. Takes the snap, shovels it forward to Stugger. Zach bounces to the outside, good move there, and will be pushed out of bounds. Good for a 7 or 8 yard gain. At about the 5-yard line.
I'd like to see Collins go back to that two running plays they ran first of the game.
Off tackle?
Yeah, just off tackle. Just let Stucker go. He's got his lay. I mean, he's got his bounce to him right now.
Oh, yeah. He's good to feet work, too. He can put that feet in the ground and stop. And
Feet work.
What is it called?
Footwork.
No, but he's working moving both feet.
Okay.
So is it called footwork? He's moving both feet?
Yeah,
feet work.
Sure is.
No, it's called feet work.
All right. Second and 3.
I missed you guys for last month.
Lucas takes a snap, dropping back, looking to throw.
Maggard
looking on the outside for Maggard.
Oh!
Yes, incomplete. Hit him right between the ones.
That's Maggard's easiest catch of his career.
And he was count number 17, headed to the sideline, and that ball bounced right off his chest, incomplete.
I think I would run the same play.
So third and three, 4:04 to go here in the second quarter. Yes. Collins leads 14-0. They've got it third and three from about the 6 or 7 yard line. Farrell now looks to the sideline. Two back sets, Stucker to his left, Evans to his right. Two receivers split to the right side, one to the left. He'll turn, going to give to Stucker.
Right, there it is.
Stucker through the middle of the field, touchdown, tight. Ran it right out of the shotgun, and Stucker nearly untouched until he got to the goal line. And Collins has extended their lead 20-0, and Webb Bates on try to make this a 21-0 game.
Well, the good thing about that, they score. You know, hopefully hold Western, maybe score again and get the ball back second half. So you can hopefully try to put a nail in the coffin early.
Kick up and good.
I hear you, Undertaker.
3:59 to go here in the second quarter of play. Collins now leads 21-0. Listen to Titan football here on Power 93.3 WXLN and WXLNRadio.com.
Hi, this is pharmacist Jason Underwood from Shelbyville Pharmacy, your locally owned Health Mart. It's nice to know that there are people who care more than you expect them to. At Shelbyville Pharmacy, our mission is to provide the highest quality care to you, our neighbors and friends. We offer an array of services for the entire family, from medication flavoring for children to easy-to-remember medication packs for seniors. And we will show you that we value your time by filling your prescriptions in minutes, not hours. At Shelbyville Pharmacy, you will receive the personal attention that you deserve from a pharmacist who knows you and your medications. Shelbyville Pharmacy and Health Mart, caring for you and about you, located in Governor Square.
Shelbyville Pharmacy underwrites WXLN.
A great way to spend your autumn? Listen to the radio. Hometown Radio. Power 93.3 WXLN and WXLNRadio.com.
That's kick it off. Now leading 21-0. Kick this one deep. And will be fielded at about this 10-yard line. Saquon Black, I believe. And he's being chased and will be down at about the 22-yard line.
Wow.
Collins 21, Western 0, 3:51 to go here before the half. Pearson leads the offense back out. He'll go to the shotgun.
Hey, watch that backside slant.
Looking over the defense. Now calls for the snap. He'll roll to his right. Being pressured by Darius Williams and will throw it incomplete. Good pressure by Williams and went up to challenge that. Tried to throw it over the top, incomplete to the far outside. Ring up second.
Didn't have much on that ball. The ball must have slipped a little bit.
Oh, no, he's taking two or three pretty good hits.
Yeah.
I mean, just looking at what they have, he's going to make it go. And if he's taking hits, I don't see how he's going to do it all night long.
So Collins still with two timeouts. A lot of half left, 3:46 still to go here. Western will stay, same formation, two receivers each side of the field. Pearson in the shotgun. Thompson to his left, dropping straight back. Now spinning out of it. Being chased by Kidwell, blowing it deep down the side. And
oh, that's an interception.
And I think picked off by that's Cam Harris, number
yes,
three of the night.
Yes, sir.
Cam Harris, his third interception of the night, overthrew the receiver.
Hey, the Western kid just threw his helmet on the field, walking off with it. That's a penalty. And he just threw it all over the sideline.
Yeah.
Which one?
Number 11 for Western.
I'm looking 13.
He's walking down towards this way.
Yeah. He might be coming after you, you bird.
But Cam Harris had three picks on the season, and he has three in the first half, giving him six for the season.
That was a heck of an interception. His foot was in bounds, too.
So Collins with it again, leading 21-0, 3:36 before the half, and Lucas in the shotgun looking to add on here for the Titans. JR takes a snap, rolls to his left. Said he looked deep down the middle of the field, looking
right
for
off,
and threw his hands incomplete down inside the 20-yard line.
Yeah, I kind of knocked Hawk off his pattern there, but
knocked him off. He grabbed him by the jersey.
Hawk comes up and he's complaining.
He did.
Also, Hawk really looks limping on the field, and you can see heavily taped left ankle.
He didn't have that ankle tape earlier. I talked about how good he ran, but now you're right. I mean, he came into the game, I think, with some ankle injury, but I don't believe he had that taped earlier.
Oh, they did it on the sideline after the third possession.
We've seen Collins miss that seam route several times. One of the probably favorite pattern JR throws. Quarterback run here by Lucas. JR struggling down to about the 46-yard line. Gain of four, bring up third and six. 3:10 to go here before the half. Collins still with two timeouts. Plenty of time to go here. We'll see if they elect to throw the ball or got Stucker in the backfield. He's really good on the ground here in the first half. The turn, going to hand to Stucker. Bounces to the outside. Now cuts back inside and will be right at the first down marker at the 41-yard line. He's going to be actually short. He's got to get to the 40s. He's going to be a yard short. Going to bring up fourth and one.
Actually, the tackle was made by Maggard.
Was it really?
Yes, it was.
Actually going to mark him back closer to the 42. He's going to bring up fourth at about a yard and a half.
You're going to see a quarterback draw right here.
Lucas in the shotgun. Five receiver set.
There you go. Draw him
offside. And he threw him offside. The hard count. And number nine, Raiden Love, jumps offside. And that'll give a free 5 yards for Collins, which will result in a first down.
How come six don't play linebacker? Maybe he has been. Maybe he's just taking a break.
No, he's not been playing defense all night. Nope.
So the penalty yards will put Collins down to the 36-yard line, first and 10. 2:09 to go here before the half. Collins leads 21-0. Shovel pass forward to Stucker. Zach, not much there, and will be caught for no gain. Coach Lucas yelling the offense to get back to the line of scrimmage as they look to move quicker here.
Really plenty of time. I mean, they got two timeouts.
Clock continues to run. 1:40 to go here. They'll go to a five-receiver set. AR looks over the offense, takes the snap, dropping straight back. Plenty of time this time. Looking
right deep. Here,
he got Hawk wide open. Touchdown, Titans. Hawk, second touchdown grab of the game, and he is hobbling back to the sidelines. Really favoring that left ankle. Touchdown pass, the second one of the night from Lucas to Hawk, has extended this Collins lead. 27-0, pending the extra point here.
Doug, we talked about this earlier. That seam route's been open all night. Just missed it on a couple times. He hit it perfect right there.
Extra point here by Bates is good. 1:26 to go before the half. Collins now leads it 28-0. You're listening to Titan Football here on Power 93.3, WXLN, WXLNradio.com.
Max Performance Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab is proud to be the leader in physical and orthopedic rehab in Shelby County and surrounding areas for the last 13 years. Whether you've had a sports injury or are suffering from lower back pain, neck pain, muscle or joint pain, arthritis, tendonitis, preparing or recovering from surgery, Max Performance is the choice for you. Come experience the Max Performance difference and let our team of highly trained and caring professionals help you eliminate your pain, restore your function, and return to the activities you enjoy. Max Performance provides a friendly and encouraging environment and specializes in creating individual treatment plans that are specifically designed for each patient based on their needs and desired goals of treatment. Be one of the hundreds of people each month who experience our unique approach to physical therapy, and let us make a positive difference in your life. So no matter what your game, don't get sidelined this season. Let Max Performance help you get back to life, to work, to play. Max Performance is proud to be the choice of the Martha Lane Collins Titans and the Shelby County Rockets for sports medicine services. We excel in our field, so you can in yours. Call to schedule your appointment. 647-0133. Max Performance Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab underwrites WXLN Radio.
On to kick this one off. Collins lead 28-0, 1:26 to go before the half, and Bates will kick this one deep down the sideline. Taken by Western. They're coming to the left side, trying to get to the edge. Cam Harris forces him out of bounds.
Good job by Cam Harris, though. Stretch that out.
Trying to get a number there. Jacob Phillips also at the 25, 26-yard line. We'll see how aggressive Western will play this. 1:16 to go before the half, trailing 28-0. Scoreboard says they do have two timeouts. I thought they had taken two. I might be mistaken on that. Looks like we have a different quarterback in here. Number 12, DeMarcus Avery, taking a snap here, quarterback. He's going to look nowhere to go with it and will be hit and slung down by Kokenhauer back inside the 25.
That's the kid I was trying to tell you about earlier. I couldn't remember. That's the kid. Collins timeout.
And Collins will take one of their two remaining timeouts. 1:04 to go. Here before the half, 28-0 Collins. You're listening to Titan Football here on Power 93.3, WXLN at WXLNradio.com.
Shift into savings now at your local Kubota dealer, Jacoby Sales in Shelbyville. Kubota RTV X-Series is the best-selling diesel utility vehicle in the industry, earning their place by setting the standard for being durable and reliable under all kinds of conditions. Right now, you can get long-term financing as low as 0% APR for up to 5 years on select Kubota RTV X utility vehicles. Now through December 31st, 2016, call toll-free 800-794-4992 for details about cost and terms. Your local Kubota dealer in Shelbyville is Jacoby Sales. Jacoby Sales underwrites WXLN programming.
1:04 to go before the half. Second and 10. Avery looking to throw deep down the left sideline. Looking. Sam Harrison. Harrison's got number four. Returns it up to midfield and will go out of bounds.
That should be a flag.
But Cam Harris with his fourth pick of the first half.
That guy, he just did the Ric Flair on that guy. That guy slammed him over here. He got up and did the four. That guy wanted to talk to him. He just said, I got four. Where you got?
So Collins still with one timeout.
Well, his daddy's over here breakdancing, so I talked to his daddy today.
51 seconds to go before the half. Collins looking to add on.
They got to go back to that seam route. They're going to score, and they're going to go for two. Count it. If they score, they're going for two. That's a given.
Oh, that's what that. You have to,
yeah.
Collins has got the balls in the first, so they will get the ball to start the second half.
This guy right here, this backer's about ready to beat this guy.
Four receiver set. Jacoby Evans to the left of Lucas. J.R. rolls to his left looking to throw. Got Maggard wide open. And Maggard will be pushed up. He's inbound down inside the 30 to the 28-yard line.
Clock of stop.
41 seconds.
They can do it all the way down the field. That guy's 10, 18 yards.
12 yards off of him.
Snap it now. They got 14 people on the field.
They do have a guy running off, but they're
not
going to get it off.
We're not
33 seconds. Clock's running. Lucas takes a snap, looking to throw deep down the right sideline, and we'll throw this one over the head of Hawk.
Hawk running a lot better that time, boy.
Just a little miscommunication. Hawk went to the slant, and Lucas thought he was going to be out.
24 seconds to go here before the half. 28-0, Collins leads it. And he's got scoring underway. Lucas on a quarterback run for the touchdown. He's thrown two other touchdowns, both to Peyton Hawk. Zach Zucker accounts for the other touchdown score on a touchdown run. 24 seconds before the half, 28-0. Collins leads it. They're on the move with it again. Second and 10 from the 28-yard line. Lucas takes the snap. Plenty of time.
That's Jacoby Evans.
Still looking in the middle of the field. And the ball's going to be picked, tipped off the hand of E.
This may not be
coming
good.
Coming down the left side. Got a convoy in front of him, and he'll just run out of bounds. Thanks for Collins.
Why?
Why did he run out of bounds?
Why?
Bounds at the 42-yard line with 10 seconds to go.
Why did he run out of bounds?
Thank you. The only person there was JR. There was five people who were going to knock him down.
He literally had a convoy of people in front of him and just trotted out of bounds at the 42-yard line.
Why did he run out of bounds? Oh, shoot.
So 10 seconds. Time for a couple of plays. Western still with a timeout remaining. I think they just broke the huddle with 12 people, but no penalty there either.
Yeah, it's all over the field, I heard.
Marcus Avery stays in at quarterback. And there's the flag. And
they still got 12.
Still have 12?
I'm counting right. They still have 12.
And one guy.
3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. Yeah, they still got 12.
They broke the huddle then with 13 because number 63 ran.
He's celebrating 23 out of the game.
They're sending this. Okay, 13's already in.
Yeah. Oh, now they got 11.
So five, 23 just went out.
Well, 5-yard penalty will back them up to the 47-yard line. Avery quarterback, 5-receiver set. Sucker coming on a blitz. And trying to chase him down, and he'll get him behind the line.
Clock kept running.
The clock keeps moving, and that'll take us to halftime. So big plays on the defensive side by Cam Harris. 4 interceptions in the first half for Cam. Collins leads it here, 28-0. Listen to Titan football here on Power 93.3, WXLN and WXLN Radio.